Okay, so what we do as we begin every lesson is to name our sins to God the Father.
我们开始如同每一堂课我们先跟天父认罪。
I'll bring up the verse and we'll just go through the verse again because there's a word in this verse actually that we'll be looking at today.
我们先看一下这个所谓的认罪的字。
Now, this is just from the Chinese or the English. 1 John 1:9 states very clearly, if we confess, and the word here is homologeo, confess just means to state or to name.
在约翰一书的一章九节有很清楚的在提到说若我们认自己的罪。
He is faithful. Now, he here means God the Father. He is the judge.
他是信实的,是公义的。他指的就是我们的天父。
Okay, so he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins.
而他会一定会赦免我们的罪。
And only God can forgive sins.
只有我们的天父可以赦免我们的罪。
Because God is the Father, the judge who judged our sins at the cross. So he punished Jesus Christ for our sins. So only he has the right to say your sins are forgiven.
因为只有天父他是有这个审判权的。所以他在当耶稣为我们上十字架的时候，他也将我们所有人类的罪都放在耶稣身上。
If you remember in the Bible, there's a situation where Jesus Christ was healing people, and for one person even said, "Your sins are forgiven." And then the people around him, the religious people, said, "That's blasphemy. How can you say his sins are forgiven?"
当我在圣经里面有提到，当耶稣哈在医治很多人的时候，那他曾经对一个人说：“哦，你的罪得赦免。”然后那些在周围的那些宗教人士们就非常的生气，他说：“你怎么可以赦免一个人的罪
？”And they accused Jesus Christ of blasphemy, saying only God can forgive sins. But see, Jesus Christ is God, so He can forgive sins, right?
因为那些人就在控告他说：“只有神可以赦免人的罪。”但是他们不理解的是，耶稣基督就是神。
Yeah, in that case, we see God the Son forgiving sins, but God the Father had also handed judgment to Jesus Christ. That's John 5:22. In John 5:22, Jesus says, God the Father has given all judgment to the Son.
好，那当然呢，这个当耶稣赦免人罪的时候，他是以神子的身份来赦免的。而我们的天父，他呢，当然把他的这个审判的权利也给了他的这个圣子。在约翰福音五章二十二节里面就有提到。
And then just to prove that the man's sins had been forgiven, Jesus said to the person whose sins he'd forgiven, he was a paraplegic, he hadn't been able to walk for a long time. Jesus said, get up and walk. And the man walked, of course.
在那个圣经里面提到的是当耶稣他让一个完全瘸腿躺在那个等于瘫痪的人起来他说你的罪得赦免然后你起来你可以走了。
What's really interesting about that passage, if you study it properly, and I think it's actually in a couple of, we call parallel passages in the New Testament. So it appears in, I think, Matthew and Luke. Jesus didn't actually heal the man. The man had a case of psychosomatics. He was mentally paralyzing himself. It's called psychosomatics because he had so much guilt.And Jesus said, your sins are forgiven, and now walk, and the man could walk. He really had no physical sickness. It was all mental.
But he didn't know.
He didn't know that. People get like that. They get so mentally disturbed, they become physically sick. And this man had made himself physically sick from all of his sins. Because he sort of healed himself. Jesus Christ said, your sins are forgiven. That's what he needed to hear. Because he had so much...guilt pressing him down. We can study the passage at some stage, but it never actually says Jesus healed the man. It just says Jesus forgave him his sin.
这一段就是有关耶稣治疗那个瘫痪的那个人，他其实在某一个程度上面来讲呢，他耶稣基督说当你的罪得释放的时候，他的病就好了，他就可以起来走了。
It's not actually the topic for today, but if we get time, we should really study that because it's fascinating. The condition, you can look it up in an English dictionary, I guess. It's called psychosomatics. P-S-Y-C-H-O-S-O-M-A-T-I-C-S. Psychosomatics.
好，我们现在要讲这个字 psychosomatics。
Psycho relates to the word soul, so that's your thinking.
好，这个 psycho 哈，就是跟我们心理学啊，什么都是用这个字啊，就是跟你的魂有关的事情。
Like psychology, for example.
Psychology 就是心理学。
And the word soma means body.
Soma.
Soma is a Greek word for body.
好 ,soma 呢是希腊文里面的身体。
But actually it becomes an English word which is used in medicine, and when they study medicine and study psychology, psychosomatics is that because of what's going on in people's thinking, it makes them physically ill in some way.
好这两个字 ,psycho 跟 soma, 两个字合在一起就变成了就是从心理跟身体身心之间关系的一个字。
You get people like they have a really shock condition. Maybe they lose their family in a car accident. You get some woman and her husband and all her children die, and then she can't eat for weeks, and then she can actually die of a broken heart.
那也有人呢，比如说他突然遇见非常大的这个悲惨的状态，也许他的家人或丈夫去突然的意外去世等等，因为他心情太恶劣了，那结果他。很可能一两个礼拜三个一个月都无法吃饭所以他就有可能经由这种叫做伤心欲绝然后就说不定他可以吃都可能会死掉的呢
You get other people and they might have done such a big sin and especially if they're slightly religious people very religious people and then they do some sin themselves are shocked and then this causes some condition they get very sick and in the case of the passage with Jesus Christ the man couldn't even walk
那有一些那种非常宗教性的人呢他可能做了一些非常严重的罪那他自己知道他的罪造成他自己非常非常的就是整个心理上面受到很大很大的一个压力那有可能他的这个心理的状态会让他几乎无法行动就很有可能这个在这一段经文里面他的状态这个生病的瘫痪的人有可能就在这个状态中
For Christians, sometimes it's easy to confuse that with divine discipline. You might see a Christian who's constantly sick or even, maybe it happens to yourself. You think, well, God is punishing me because of my sins. But actually, it's not God punishing you, it's yourself, but through your own mental attitude.
就有一些人他如果是在宗教里面是非常担心自己犯罪而他却又犯罪的时候他自己会觉得哇好惨哦我罪很深会因此就真的让他自己生病了。
We have an expression in English, and this is not just for Christians, but for all people, where some people would say, laughter is the best medicine, which means that if you find something funny or you watch a good movie, a comedy movie, and you laugh a lot, this can be very good for your health.
就像我们也有曾经有一种说法，就是每日三大笑，你的身体一定会很好，啊，就有益健康。那这个状态就在刚好跟这个是一个相反的状态，就是在喜乐中，你就不容易生病。
Yeah, so those are all examples of what we call psychosomatics, which is a recognized medical condition.
所以呢，这样的状况都可以把这种叫做 psychosomatic, 就是身心之间关联性的健康或不健康状态。
That's why it's a great blessing when you learn Bible doctrine, and then you can have control over your situations. You've got no stress in your life. You have a relaxed mental attitude. That's a great blessing.
所以这是一个很棒的祝福就是当我们学习圣经教义我们可以变成有一个对整个人事的看法更为身心平衡更能放松的去生活那你就一定会得到一个更好的健康状态
That's the life that God wants for you is so you think properly so you can be relaxed and enjoy life
所以这就是神要我们做的就是我们要思维要正确在正确的思维中我们就可以更放松的看待世间事然后就让我们的身体更好
And one thing that actually adds to your ability to have happiness or your mental happiness is knowing that you can name your sins to God
而另外一个很让我们可以在这个心理上面更为快乐的就是我们从圣经教义里学习到我们可以跟神认罪
And knowing that when you do name your sins to God, He will forgive you.
而我们真的跟神认罪的时候呢，他就会赦免我们。
See, this is the promise given here. If we name our sins, He's faithful and just. He'll forgive us our sins, forgiveness there, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
好，所以这边的这个经句就很清楚地告诉我们，约翰一书一章九节说，若我们认自己的罪， 神是信实，是公义的，必赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
And the last word, and this is the word we have to look at today, is adikias, which literally means unrighteous or unrighteousness.
而今天在这个经句里面最重要的一个字就是这个不义这个字哈。那在这个希腊文里面的 adikias 哈，就是不义。那是我们特别要去注意的这个字。
Yeah, sometimes they also translate this as wrongdoing. That's a good translation as well.
而这个字就是我们上次在讲的，就是 wrongdoing, 就是错误的行为。
Okay, so we'll make the application of this verse now. We just close our eyes and we can name our sins to God the Father.
好，那我们现在呢，就来执行我们的这个认错的动作。我们闭上眼睛，向天父认罪。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for this time that we have to study your word.
感谢天父给我们这个时间，让我们能够学习你的话语。
We give thanks for the happiness that we can obtain by focusing on your word and using it in our life.
而且我们要感谢呢，我们能够专注于你的话语，而且用使用在我们的生活中，让我们的每天都能够更为快乐。
So we pray that we can have the concentration required to study these things.
所以我们在这里祈求天父帮助我们，让我们能够非常专注的在今天的学习。
So we give thanks in Christ's name.
我们所有的感谢是因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, what we're going to do right now is we'll go back to the verse that we had last time. So we're going slowly through this verse, Genesis 6:11, because it's what we call a pivotal verse.
我们把这个创世纪的六章十一节呢，非常缓慢的一个字一个字的学习。
I use the word pivotal. There's some verses in scripture where you have the story happening, and then there's a crucial verse that the whole story hinges on, I guess. We say a pivot. A pivot is the main point or the main, the core of a story.
我们基本上是在讲这一个经句的核心。
And within this verse, and just like every other verse in the Bible, you always have key words, and they tend to be the nouns or the verbs to help you understand what's going on.
在一般的一个经句里面呢，都会有它的主词、它的动词等等，让你来理解这整个经句。
And often what happens is if those key words, the key nouns or the key verbs aren't translated properly, the whole meaning of the whole story gets screwed around.
而如果这些核心的用字啊，就是被我们翻译错误了以后呢，这整个经句的意思就完全改变了。
And so that's why it's important that you have to do these things. We've got plenty of time, so we can just be patient as we go through.
所以我们为什么要这么缓慢的去解经，就一个字一个字去解呢？就是因为我们希望大家能够真正了解这个经句的原文的真正的含义。
So far up to now, we've sort of got about halfway through the verse, I guess.
这个经句我们已经差不多都快要讲完了，差不多讲完一半了。
We mentioned and the earth. See, the earth relates to the living things upon the earth, i.e., that is, the creatures with souls. So that's the humans and the Nephilim.
所以当我们讲说，且这个世界，这个地球，它这讲的地球，其实讲的是那些在这个地球上面生活的所有的人跟这些纳弗林，就是半人半堕落天使的那些生物。
And then we had the word shachat from the Hebrew, which literally means to corrupt, but here it's in the nipfil imperfect, so it brings on a passive meaning, and reflexive comes upon itself. So had corrupted itself. These people had corrupted their souls.
然后 shachat 这个字我们也讲了哈，就是我们在说这些人他们已经是败坏他们自己。就是因为是他们的魂自己去败坏的，不是被别人败坏。
Yeah. And in this verse here, it's in the imperfect. You have perfect verbs. Perfect means something's finished, like I have finished my dinner, or he had finished. But in this case, it's still ongoing. There's still a bit of time before this whole process would be finished.
在这个地方，他用的是一个就是过去进行式，就是说在当时这些人呢、还有这些拿佛灵啊，他们全部都在毁坏他们自己中，就是 还持续在毁坏中的意思，它不是已经完成式，而是一个进行式。
It's interesting because in the Hebrew they don't really have a future tense. They use an imperfect instead to imply that something is still working towards the future.
就是在希伯来文里面，它是并没有一个所谓的未来式，它是会用现在式来代表未来式。
So that's sort of an interesting, we say, quirk in the Hebrew, that they have to put everything into this imperfect tense to say that, you know, something is happening or it's, you know, the context, I guess, tells you as well that it's going to be a future. There's no real future tense like we have in English.
好，所以重点就是这些希伯来文是没有真正的未来式，像英文是有 will 啊，那些字就是一个未来要发生的未来式，可是希伯来文没有。
And then we have this phrase, before God. And we saw that was with reference to the divine decree. See, these things are happening in the face of God. God is looking at these things.
好，所以在神的面前，就是 before God 是在神之前，但他其实讲的是在神的面前。重点也是在强调的是，神呢，他其实是看着这些人在败坏中，他一切都看在他眼里。
Like when we're sitting in this classroom now, whatever we're doing is before God.
就像我们现在坐在这个教室里上课一样，就是任何我们在做的事情都是在神的面前发生的，神都看在眼里。
God's eyes are everywhere.
神的眼睛是到处都是的。
Okay, now that's what we call an anthropomorphism. Remember, we're taking human physical characteristics of eyes and imputing them or saying that God has these things, but he doesn't really.
这种说法说神的眼睛到处都是，这是一种拟人化的说法。因为其实神，我们的天父是无形，他是无所不在的，他也没有真正人的眼睛，他就是全部的存在。所以我们用说他的眼睛无所不在，其实是拟人化的说法。
Yeah, it's like in the Hebrew, when it says before God, actually they have lefanim, which literally means before his face. But God doesn't have a face either.
就像这说在神的面前，那在他的面前这个说法，神也是照理说没有他的面这件事情，但是也是拟人化的说法。
Yeah, but again, when you see references or verses like this, obviously this means that God in his omniscience, he knows all things and nothing escapes his attention.
其实重点就是在讲的是神是全知的，没有事情是不被他注意的。
Okay, and so we'll just review the divine decree as well, because this is a really crucial verse to understanding God and his plan.
那我们这边也想要再来复习一下我们讲神的旨意。
Okay, and really what we're talking about here is God designing history.
我们想要说的是神基本上他是掌控这整个历史的。
Okay, he's the author of the plan. The Bible says that he's an author, which means like someone who writes a story out.
基本上我们说神根本就是这个世界或这个历史的作者，创作者。
But within the story, he's actually allowing us to use our free will.
但是呢，在他的意志之下，他却又让我们每一个人可以用我们的自由意志做所有的选择。
If you can imagine it, maybe a little bit like a director making a movie, but he says to the actors and actresses, okay, well, you just come on the set and you do whatever you want. And then I'll move things around as I think is the best for the movie.
你可以想象说神就好像是某一个舞台的这个导演啊，他却跟所有的演员说，哎，你们这边爱怎么走就怎么走，但是我会来调整这整个戏的路径。
And the director might step in and he'll make suggestions, like, well, I think you should do this.Which is the best thing, but yeah, you know, like God suggests for us what is the best thing to do, and sometimes even commands us, but we don't do it, of course.
但是我们也知道说神有的时候会建议我们要做些什么，或者命令我们要做什么，但实际上呢，我们有的时候还是按照我们自己的意思，并没有按照神的意思在做。
Yeah, it's interesting, actually, in Scripture, every time God gives a commandment, it's in the imperative mood.Or a similar mood, he never really makes suggestions. He doesn't say to us, well, I think you should do this. He just commands you.
其实在整个圣经上你可以看得出来，其实大部分神是不会就用建议的方式咯，他是直接命令的方式跟你说你应该做什么。
Because there's no point making suggestions, even when he makes commands. Usually we don't listen to him anyway.
因为没有必要建议的原因是即使他用命令的我们都不见得听他的。
It's like when God says, study the word of God, study the Bible, learn about Jesus. These things are all in the imperative mode.
就像耶稣有说，哎，要读圣经， 这基本上是命令句啊。
God is not saying, well, you know, I think it's a good idea if you go to Bible class.
神不会说，哦，这应该是一个不错的建议哦，你应该去上上这个圣经课哦。
But anyway, so God gives us the commands. That's part of like the script, I guess, of this great story. But he knows, even billions of years ago, what we're going to do with our lives, the decisions we're going to make. The bad decisions are good decisions.
但是神呢，在千年前可能就都已经知道了我们会怎么去下很多对的或错的一些决定。
And then remember also that it is God's will,for everybody to be saved, to believe in Jesus Christ and be saved. That's really his like number one priority in the plan.
而对于神来讲，他的所有的计划里面，第一要务，就是最高的顺序，就是要这个世人能够得救。
Remember it was 1 Peter 3:9? I think it was last week we had that verse on Sunday saying that God is not wishing for any to perish. That's a really important part of understanding God'swill for other people.
在彼得一书三章九节里面，我们礼拜天有在讲的，就是神不希望我们有任何一个人。
She says like it's not his will. He's not wishing for any to perish. Oh, it must be 2 Peter. Sorry.
彼得后书。
Yeah, number 3:9, and sort of comes in halfway through the verse here. If I can show you this in the compare.It says here in English, he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
就是这个彼得后书的三章九节的最后面啊，他说，因他不愿有一人沉沦，但愿人人悔改。
Okay, and remember the word repentance there, the Greek word metanoia means to change your thinking about Jesus Christ.
好，所以这个悔改的意思就是，基本上在它的原来的希腊文里面的意思就是，我们希望我们每一个人都可以改变我们的想法。
Because only by changing your thinking about Jesus and saying yes, now I believe in Jesus, that's the only way you avoid perishing or going to the lake of fire.
因为只有当我们的想法改变了，去相信了耶稣基督，我们才不至于沉沦。
And remember we had the same concept in 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 3 and 4. Well, I can bring that up right now.
提摩太书。
Okay, next, oh, it's verse 4, I guess, yeah.
第二章、okay. 第四节。
It says, it's the will of God that all men be saved. And this is phase 1, remember, being saved. And then in phase 2, to come to the knowledge of the truth.
就是对于神来讲呢，我们得救的第一阶段就是我们相信耶稣基督，而第二阶段呢，就是我们都理解真理。
So just in this one short verse here, we see God's will for us, really, first to be saved and then to grow to spiritual maturity.
所以我们从这么短的一句经句里就看到了神他真正的意志，就是第一个希望我们得救，第二个希望我们能够寻求真理。
Okay, so that comes back to the divine decree.God has a plan, he has a purpose, he has a sovereign will.
所以从这边再回来看这个神的意志呢，他会有他的想法，他的计划，然后希望我们可以能够跟随他的计划。
And so he will do everything in history, and this is for each individual on an individual level, first to get that person to be saved, and then secondly to give them the opportunities and encourage them to get to a Bible class.
所以在神的计划里呢，就是第一个希望每一个人都有机会得救，得到这个福音而得救。第二个呢，就是每一个人都会进到我们的圣经课来学习。
And often the way that God does that is by using circumstances around us. And often those circumstances can be like disasters, personal disasters or national disasters or global disasters.
而在这种状况下，他有这两个对我们的计划和目标，所以他就会摆出一大套的一个环境状态。好，那把这些环境状态摆出来的状态呢，就有可能会创造了某些个人，或者是可能是家庭或社会，甚至国家的一些惨剧
吗？困难，
困难，就是会给你很多的困难，让你能够有机会理解。然后愿意接受耶稣基督而得救，或者甚至要更学习真理，来在生活上可以得到解救、解决问题的方法。
Yeah, because usually if things are going well in life and everything's happy and there's no reason to change things, people are saying, "Well, life is good. I don't need God."
因为很多人会觉得说，哦，我的人生很好啊，我为什么需要神呢？
It's only when like everything is taken away and these people are almost on the point of death sometimes where they start saying, God, why is all this happening to me? And then they're starting to look for answers.
但是如果当你所有的拥有的东西都被拿掉了，什么都没有的时候，甚至有些人都要在面临死亡的前提之下，他才突然想到，哦，神，你在哪里？
And it's the same for even believers, people that have already believed in Jesus. And you know, we all try to find happiness in our own little ways. But usually if you do find happiness apart from God's plan, then you're saying, well, you know, I don't need God because I can rely on my own cleverness, my own ability.
很多人他拥有一切，他能够控制一切，他能够解决所有问题的时候，他是不觉得神的存在是必要的，所以他就觉得他 就仰赖自己就好了。
So, you know, for those people that God knows that will search for Him when He puts them into a disaster, then God will bring about a disaster, and He does it perfectly.
所以呢，当神他要运用这种困难来提供我们，即使是一个应该是有已经有信仰的人，已经相信主耶稣基督的人，他没有碰到困难的时候，他都会忘记神在哪里。但所以神有的时候得要把这些困难摆出来，我们才想到了神。
Well, sometimes you might have people, you know, they're looking for signs from God about whether God exists, and God can reveal Himself.
而有的时候，甚至当我们在困苦中，我们会寻找神的迹象，然后呢，这个时候神才会展示它，展现出来。
Yeah, but you have to be careful in that case because you can't test God. You know, some people say, well, God, you know, I'm going to buy the lottery ticket. If you give me $1 million, I'll believe in you. Yeah, that's like testing God.
但是你要注意哦，我们要小心不要去测试神。比如说有些人说啊，神啊，让我看到你的存在，我现在买一个乐透，你要让我中奖，我才相信你的存在。你千万不要想要用这种方法来测试神。
Yeah, because God knows your thinking, and God is thinking, well, do you want to find me, or do you just want to get $1 million?
那个神是会有他的想法的哦，他会想说，哎，你到底是想要找到我，还是你想要得到100万？
Often in those cases, God might actually punish the person, but God's timing is perfect, and His ways of doing things are perfect. So, for every person that can be saved, they are saved. God will save that person.
而神呢，他所有的做法都是完美的。所以他会知道他该用什么方法来让每一个人，所有的人是在他的计划中。
Yeah, you have to remember, God knows us better than we know ourselves.
你要知道神了解我们胜于我们了解自己。
Yeah, so God knows exactly what you need and at the right time and under what circumstances to get you to understand.
而神知道他在什么状况下应该要用什么样的环境来让你可以更了解你自己。
Okay, but remember, He's not going to violate your free will. So your will is still free to think and make decisions, but God can control the circumstances to get you in the right direction.
但是神呢，不管他怎么样哈，来帮助你走进对的一个路径中，但是你永远是保有，神都给了我们完全的自由意志去下很多的决定。
And that's the genius of God.
这就是神他非常天才之处。
Okay, I've been going for about 45 minutes. I'll tell you what, we'll stop now anyway. And then when we come back, we'll read through the divine decree.
好，我们现在休息一下，大概10分钟后回来。